cattle futures continued to gain on Monday, as did cattle at auction. Despite welcome recent moisture, the specter of drought looms large. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 30th of March. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was at a standstill in the Southern Plains and Northern Plains through Monday afternoon. Elsewhere, it was mostly inactive on very light demand, with too few transactions to trend, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Last week, live prices were a dollar higher in the Southern Plains at $115 a hundredweight, $2 higher in the Northern Plains at mostly $116, and $1 to $2 higher in the Western Corn Belt at $115 to $117. Dress trade was $3 to $5 higher at $185. The 5-area direct average steer price last week was $115.38 a hundredweight on a live basis, which was $1.14 higher than the previous week. The 5-area direct average steer price in the beef was $184.66, which was $2.98 higher. Cattle futures bounced higher Monday amid active trade, extending last week's gains with ongoing support from higher wholesale beef values, last week's stronger cash prices, and softer corn futures. Live cattle futures closed an average of 61 cents higher, except for unchanged and a nickel lower in the back two contracts. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.28 higher, from 15 cents higher toward the back to $2.32 higher toward the front. The CME feeder cattle index was $2.10 higher at $138.85. Choice box beef cutout value was $1.87 higher Monday afternoon at $239.53 a hundredweight. Select was $4.73 higher at $232.50. Corn futures closed 2 to 5 cents lower. Soybean futures closed 1 to 2 cents lower, except for 5 to 7 cents lower in the front three contracts. Calves and feeder cattle traded mainly decidedly higher at the Monday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Feeder steers sold $1 to $3 higher at Oklahoma National Stockyards, where there are 9,500 head on offer. The exception was steady money for steers weighing 800 to 850 pounds. Steer calves traded $3 to $7 higher and up to $10 higher for stocker weight steers. Feeder heifers sold $3 to $8 higher. Heifer calves weighing less than 500 pounds sold $4 to $10 higher and then steady to a dollar higher at heavier weights. At Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, steers sold steady to $6 higher, while feeder heifers traded steady to $4 higher. There are 5,718 head on offer. Compared to 2 weeks earlier, steers weighing 450 to 600 pounds sold mostly $6 higher at Russell Livestock Auction in Iowa. Steers weighing 600 to 850 pounds sold $8 to $12 higher. Heifer calves weighing 450 to 600 pounds sold $8 to $12 higher and mostly $4 to $7 higher at 650 to 850 pounds. There were 2,947 head on offer. Feeder steers and heifers sold steady to $3 higher at Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota, where there were 2,361 head. There were instances of $7 higher for heifers weighing 650 to 700 pounds. Finally, steers and heifers sold steady to $5 higher at Tri-State Livestock Auction in McCook, Nebraska, with 1,810 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed narrowly mixed to lower Monday, following strong pressure early in the session from bank stocks. According to various reports, the pressure stemmed from the forced liquidation of more than $20 billion by a hedge fund that got caught upside down in bad bets and margin calls. Ripple effects ensued. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 98 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 3 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 79 points. As April arrives, the current drought situation looms larger, and potential impacts on cattle markets are increasing with each passing week, says Darrell Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University. In his weekly market comments, Peel explained the latest drought monitor shows that 43.55% of the continental U.S. is in some degree of drought. That includes 18.06% in extreme and exceptional drought. Another 20.66% of the country is abnormally dry. So, only 35.79% of the U.S. is free of drought conditions, compared to 76% at the same time last year. The current drought, which began to advance a year ago, has progressed more rapidly than any drought in more than 20 years, according to Peel. So far, he notes the most significant drought impacts appear to be in Colorado, where the beef cow inventory declined by 112,000 head, or 14.5% year-over-year, January 1st, and replacement heifers there declined by 16.1%. Although drought conditions plagued much of the desert southwest last year, he says cow herd liquidation in that region has so far been minimal. However, Peel explains, if a drought is severe enough, over a large enough region, and lasts long enough, broader market values may be affected, resulting in lower prices for cattle and higher prices for feeds and other inputs. Unfortunately, odds favor La Nina conditions into the summer, according to Art Douglas, professor emeritus at Creighton University and longtime cattle facts meteorologist. He forecasts the southwest U.S. will be warmer than normal and the western half of the country will be relatively dry. Dry conditions in the Rockies will eventually extend into the central Corn Belt, he says, causing concern for corn and soybean growers. Arguably, Peel says, the most concerning areas currently are North Dakota, South Dakota, and Texas, where there are significant beef cow numbers. He adds that persistence or expansion of drought in these areas, in conjunction with ongoing drought in the Rocky Mountain and Desert Southwest regions, could result in levels of herd liquidation and cattle movement that broadly impacts cattle markets. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 30th of March. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.